This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Donald Trump is pushing back against the idea that he doesn't have a strategy to end the partial U.S. government shutdown, now into its fourth week. But he's not saying what his strategy is. Mr. Trump told Fox News he has no idea whether he can get a deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who opposes spending money on a wall along the U.S. southern border. That's the sticking point in passing budgets to reopen the government. He continues to hold out the possibility that he will declare a national emergency to build it. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers don't know when they'll see their next paycheck, and low-income people who rely on the federal safety net worry about how they'll make ends meet. Shelby James says her husband is in the Coast Guard, so he's not getting paid.
We live off my husband's income, so we are a one-income family, and so it is very tight and stressful.
Democratic leaders have proposed reopening the government and separating the wall issue for negotiations. Lawmakers are due back in Washington from their districts in the new week. A U.S. House of Representatives committee will look into a news media report that the FBI investigated whether President Trump has been working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interest. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The New York Times report cites unnamed former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation who say counterintelligence investigators evaluated whether the president himself was a potential threat to national security, whether he was deliberately working for Russia or had unintentionally been influenced by Moscow. In a Saturday morning tweet, President Trump says the report shows FBI leadership opened up an investigation on him for no reason and with no proof after he had fired James Comey as FBI director. Ben Thomas, Washington.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler said his panel will take steps to better understand both the president's actions and the FBI's response in the coming weeks. He also said lawmakers will seek to protect investigators from the president's increasingly unhinged attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday an ongoing boycott of Qatar by four of America's allies in the Middle East has dragged on too long, though he gave no sign of any coming breakthrough in the dispute. He visited the small, energy-rich nation as part of a Mideast tour.
We're all more powerful when we're working together, when disputes are limited, and when we have common challenges in the region and around the world, disputes between countries that have a shared objective are never helpful.
Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates began a boycott of Qatar in June 2017, alleging it funds extremist groups and has too cozy ties to Iran. Pompeo also said Sunday the U.S. will ask the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to make sure those who murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi are held accountable. Khashoggi was killed when he visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, in October. Initially, Saudi Arabia said he safely left the site on his own, but later admitted he was killed there in what Saudi officials called a rogue operation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a recent Israeli airstrike in Syria targeted Iranian weapons. That acknowledgement is rare. However, the outgoing military chief of staff revealed in a recent New York Times interview that Israel had struck thousands of targets without claiming responsibility or asking for credit. Thousands of yellow vest protesters descended onto the streets of Paris once again Saturday, marking the ninth weekend of unrest in a row. Riot police fired water cannons and tear gas at those protesting President Emmanuel Macron's economic reforms. Here's Reuters' Francesca Lina.
Macron has agreed to start a three-month national debate on Tuesday. The four main themes under discussion: taxes, green energy, institutional reform, and citizenship. Macron hopes it will mollify his critics. But the yellow vests consider the town hall debates pointless, given that Macron has already refused to back down on certain measures. Central Paris was in lockdown for the weekly ritual of demonstrations. Police barriers designed to contain any violence blocked ambulances racing to the scene of a gas explosion at a bakery. Two firefighters and a Spanish citizen died in the blast, which is being treated as an accident.
Scientists appear to have made a breakthrough in treating a strain of the deadly Ebola virus, and they say it requires only one single intravenous injection. In northeastern Congo, more than 600 people have contracted Ebola. At least 368 have died. It's been difficult to contain because of conflict in the region, despite medical advances, including a vaccine. Still, with this breakthrough, researchers stress a need for treatment that would be effective against all strains. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.